wrenching scene all morning long since we first arrived here. Police saying they were called here around 3:30 this morning. And again, just terrible details coming throughout the day. This is troubling for not only the family, but the neighbors here in Andover.
Father, mother, and a 12-year-old son dead. Wounds were from a gunshot.
Andover police making the chilling discovery around 3:30 this morning after receiving a 911 phone call from inside this Porter Road home, finding a 56-year-old father, a 55-year-old mother, and their 12-year-old son shot dead. Identified as Sebastian Robinson by his school, St. John's Prep in Danvers.
Obviously, we know the how. We're trying to figure out the why right now. There's no danger to the public at all. This entire situation was contained within the address here.
Investigators are not revealing who fired the shots or who made the 911 call, only saying nobody else was inside the home at the time and that this is the first time officers have been called here.
I think this is also a very good time to remind folks that if they're suffering from any type of mental health issues, any type of depression, that services are out there.
This morning becoming the latest tragedy in Massachusetts, not just impacting the friends and family of the victims, but their neighbors, and also the first responders, who once again have to see these horrors firsthand.
Shocking every day in the news, and something else, just like nothing surprises you anymore.
Stuff like this happens everywhere, and you know, no area is going to be untouched, unfortunately, from gun violence.
We only need to look back at the last couple of weeks in Massachusetts, some of the difficult things that our first responders, our state police detectives, our local detectives, local police officers, firefighters, and EMS, these can take an emotional toll as well.
And police have not revealed what type of gun Andrew Robinson allegedly used in this incident, or if it was legally owned. That will